It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, good day, good day, and welcome to Speak Out 2.0 live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in Bullhead City. It is Thursday, March the 7th already. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host for the next hour. We're on Speak Out 2.0 on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. Before we get to our guests, and we have a full studio here, I do want to remind you again that Warm Sea is doing Jars of Love, or you may call it peanut butter. And they're doing a peanut butter drive because they want to fill up the local food banks with peanut butter, and they want plastic jars. Don't get the jar. Don't get glass. You can drop them off at Warm Sea. You can drop them off at the Imogene Center on Hancock Road, the Urgent Care right behind Culver's, or the doctor's office is up on Silver Creek Road. All right. There's a blood drive today at the Aquarius. It just now started. So head over there to the Aquarius. It goes till 4 o'clock and donate the gift of life. All right. All right. Let's change up our tunes here a little bit. And welcome, Julie Hassett. How are you?
Thank you.
You missed us last month.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, but I sent my team.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah. I'd love to be on your show and talk about music and all the good things that we bring to our community through Colorado River Concerts.
I know. And you sent Rose, who doesn't stop talking.
Now.
I can say that. I know
you
Rose
know.
Well.
Okay, let's get back to what's at hand. Do you know this is our 50th year? You've been here longer than I have. This is our 50th year of Colorado River Concerts.
I heard you mention that
Tuesday
morning.
Which is amazing. I think it's amazing that we're going strong and we're here. I have a great board committed to keeping the arts vibrant in Bullhead City and live music four times a year and the student outreach shows. We just finished one today, which was a lot of fun. This year we presented 5 student mini concerts and 1 master class for the Mojave High Band. Some years we just do 4, depends on our funds and things, but we were really excited that we are ending the year with show number 6 for the youth of our community. We're edutaining them, you know.
Edutaining
them. We call them edutainment because we're educating them while we're entertaining them, so they don't even know they're learning. They're just having so much fun.
So introduce your guest.
Oh, yes. We have AJ Bistow. He is the lead of the Key of G live show tonight.
Okay, hold on 1 second here. I got to turn up his microphone. All right, we can hear you now.
Key of G live.
Speak live.
Hello, thanks so much for having me.
There we go. Yeah, perfect. Okay, and?
Okay, and we have Megan Allen. She's the fiddle player for the show, and she's incredible. She's
a fiddle player with a master's?
Yes, sir.
Really? How does that happen?
Isn't that amazing?
Now, your master's isn't in fiddling around, is it?
It's in business administration, but I have a concentration in music business, so that's really helpful for me to.
Okay.
Know,
and her degree is in songwriting, her bachelor's degree, and we shared that with the students today. And Megan is 23 and accomplished all that in her life already, and she told those kids, you can follow your dreams. You can do this if this is what you want to do.
Yeah, because for young kids, 23 is not that far away.
Yeah.
You know, they can sit back.
Awesome.
They all want Megan's on their Facebook so she can contact them.
They'll be in touch. So our show tonight is AJ Bistow, Key of G Live, Garth Brooks tribute. And, you know, everybody not everyone, but many, many people love Garth Brooks, one of the best-selling artists of all time. And
often heard on our country station.
We're really excited to have the show at Mojave High tonight, 7 p.m. Box office opens at 6 p.m. Open seating, doors open at 6:15, and tickets are $35 for adults, $5 for children, 18 and under. And if you're 14 and under, you need to come with a paying adult. But it's a great deal.
You don't have 14-year-olds sneak in without an adult, do you?
Well, I don't know. Someone years ago told me I had to make rules.
Okay.
All right.
Why? Who cares? If a 10-year-old walks in by themselves, what do you care? You got $35, that's all I can
talk about something else.
So what can people expect tonight?
Well, we're really excited to be here, first of all, and thank you to Larry and Julie for having us. And they can expect a 90-minute jam-packed show with all the Garth Brooks hits, along with some stories behind the music. And like Julie said, Garth Brooks is actually the number one solo-selling artist for albums in the United States of all time. It's the Beatles, Garth Brooks, and then below that there's Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson. It's hard. You wouldn't think that.
Careful, but, I don't want my listeners to think you're doing Beatles and Michael Jackson.
Right, Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks, yes. It's definitely a Garth Brooks.
And maybe
Brooks,
one George Strait song, right?
And that we do throw in maybe a George Strait song as well. And also we feature Megan Allen on a vocal, a Trisha Yearwood song as well. She's an amazing artist as a guitar player.
Beautiful
and
voice.
And fiddle player. She does it all. And plays the piano and, you know.
Yeah, and today Megan did some of her music that she wrote.
And she made a girl cry.
Original music, yeah. Original music she wrote, and so did AJ. And they were awesome songs.
Thank you.
They're not going to do them tonight because the full band doesn't do those songs. But will you share about those songs because they were so inspiring for the kids?
Yeah.
Well, for anybody in life, they were awesome.
Absolutely. Well, any song that I have written, my lovely wife, Josie Bisto, is a part of, and I'm so grateful to have her. She's a better songwriter than I am, but we wrote this song along with a gentleman named Hal O'Dell called Not All Heroes Wear Capes. And, you know, sometimes when you think about heroes, you know, people get ideas in their heads. Some people might think of a sports figure, an actor, musician as a hero. But really, it's those everyday people, the first responders, the teachers, all those people that are real heroes. And that's where the inspiration for the song Not All Heroes Wear Capes came from.
I loved it.
Thank you so much.
That's
and Megan's song.
Oh, yes, the song I played.
Put the microphone right up by your mouth.
Oh.
There we go.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Hi, I'm here. So the song I was able to play today and was such a blessing to play was a song called Love Lies. And Josie, AJ's wife, was also a co-writer on that one as well as my good friend Corbin Champeau, who released a version of the song as well as I released a version of the song too. But it's just about, inspired by my grandparents actually, and it's about all the little ways that the people that you love tell you little white lies to make your life a little easier to swallow. So it was a blessing to play that for y'all.
And Megan won't say this because she's very humble, but she actually, about a week or two ago, she won the Tennessee Songwriters Association with that song. And that, I mean, there is a
Tennessee Songwriters
Week.
Sorry, so yes. And yes. So that she beat out hundreds or thousands of
people.
But
again, we're not going to sing it tonight.
We're not, we're kind of hyping this up. But if you find Megan after the show and you get a guitar in her hand, she might just play that one for you.
That's true.
But tell them about the other song you did for the youth.
Oh, yes. This one also is written with Josie and two other of our friends. It's called Kind, My Kind of People, and it's about kind people, you know, all the little ways we can be kind to each other and how, you know, sometimes it's easy to watch the news and be discouraged, but if we're kind to each other, we can find little ways that life is good.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So you play guitar, you play fiddle, you play piano?
I do. On the show tonight, I will be doing background vocals for AJ. I'll be singing two duets with him and one lead song, and then I play fiddle and acoustic guitar. But we have a 7-piece band, so that includes us two. We have a keyboard player named Curry.
Curry Winborn.
Yes. Our pedal steel player is named Brady Markham. He is only 22, and he's probably the best steel player I've ever played with, ever. We have drums, obviously.
Adam Renfro on drums.
Adam Renfro on drums. Our lead guitarist's name is
Seth Cook.
Seth Cook.
And you're all out of Tennessee?
Yes. Brady lives in Florida now. But, yes, most of us are out of Nashville.
And you two must be close if you're co-writing with his wife.
Yes, actually, I met his wife first. She's my best friend in the world. Oh, that's how I got involved with Key of G Live, and I've been so blessed to do so.
Oh,
blessed
fabulous.
To have you. And also, we can't forget our fabulous bass player, Miss Kimberly Dom. She,
yes.
She played with the rock group on Boston. She was on tour with them for many years. She's a fabulous
She's
bass
amazing.
Player, guitar player, and artist as well.
Oh, and so beautiful.
Good. Excited.
I'm excited. We have never had a band like yours play
we're
for us.
We're excited to be here.
Country band like this. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, good.
So yeah. It should be a jam-packed show.
Yeah.
I like
Full
it.
Full of fun.
I like it. So tickets again?
Are available at the box office. Opens at 6 p.m. Mojave High School Auditorium. $35 each or $5 18 and under. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Tonight, March 7th. But, okay, wait. The other thing we got to tell you about is that we are going to do our season reveal for our 50th year. So for our 2024-2025, we will be previewing the video of our amazing four shows we're presenting next year. We're going all out for this. And in order to give an incentive for people to come and join us for our 50th year, we are giving everyone a free guest pass to bring one person to the concert of your choice next year who buys a season ticket tonight. And if you're a donor or sponsor, you will get two guest passes to bring two people to the show of your choice next year.
And what does it cost to sponsor the package and buy?
Sponsorships start at $300,
okay.
$500, $1,000, and $2,500. And we are looking for four title sponsors for our 50th year, and we're really excited about that because we have some prospects. And season tickets that include all four shows are only $100. So if you do the math, $25 a show, it's such a deal. If you choose to just buy single, you're going to pay $35.
Okay.
So don't even need to get out your calculator. Buy a season ticket. And you know what? If you can't come to one of the shows, you can give your ticket away to your neighbor. You can be kind. Like Megan said, give your ticket. Even Larry, you could give one to Larry.
Well, see, my problem is my wife gets up at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, so we don't do much on Thursday nights.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to have some concerts next month on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Next month?
Just for you. Next year, I'm sorry, next year. Just for you.
Let
we're going to do.
Let me correct my guess.
We're going to do some Tuesday and Wednesday shows, so you guys
can
come.
You go. Okay.
Yeah. And we don't purposely do them on Thursday night. It happens to be how the tour schedule goes across America. We do use the Mojave High School Auditorium, so we have to be respectful of their schedule
right.
and fit in with them. So our shows are usually Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night.
Okay.
And I try not to do it on the nights of city council meetings, but sometimes it happens. I try not to do it on certain people's church, choir, rehearsal nights. I mean, it's a little bit tough to get around everything in the community. But Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, our shows will be next year. So maybe next time
maybe
I'll be able to leak some things about it.
Yeah. Like who's...
I'm not telling you anything today. We're revealing it tonight to everyone at 7 p.m. Come. Anybody that wants to know can come tonight. They can get their season ticket and a free guest pass.
Give us a hint.
Okay. Small town... Big music.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that narrows it right down. Thanks, Julie.
Well, invite us back. We'll tell you all about it after tonight.
Okay. Stick around. We're going to come right back and chat with them some more. If you got questions, 234-343-1065.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
I'm Tyler Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy Comfort Classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib Parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie. Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
Earth Day 2024 is almost here. The local Havasu Rotary Clubs, Go Lake Havasu, Republic Services, Marine Association, 2AR Club, and the Side by Side Club invite you to our community-wide cleanup. Please join us Saturday, March 23rd, where we will be honoring Earth Day by cleaning our lake, beaches, highways, and desert. Contact us on Lake Havasu City Rotary Facebook page under Earth Day or sign up online at Go Lake Havasu site under Rotary Earth Day. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, you need emergency care? You want it fast. And if it's something serious like a heart attack or a stroke, well, minutes matter. That's why it's important you choose a hospital that's equipped to treat, you know, evaluate you and treat you with a serious injury or illness. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here 24/7 with an ER that sometimes is packed. I mean, it's busy up there. Yeah. Learn more at WesternArizonaER.com. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Oh, it's a nice golf course wrapped around lakes and desert landscaping, and you can see all the mountains from every single hole. They have amenities like golf courses, like clubhouses. Yeah. Pro shops, spas, a gym, a pool, restaurant. What do you need? And the greens? Oh, they're all in great shape. So it is the number two golf course in Arizona, right? Go to LaughlinRanch.com and book your tee time now. Preferably tomorrow when it's not raining. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, designed to help patients with a skilled nursing facility. It's almost like a home-type setting. It's personal care and hygiene assistance, laundry service, housekeeping, a beauty shop, a barber shop, and secured outdoor patios. You can't escape and nobody can break in. Plus, life enrichment activities and tours and outings. Yeah, they're busy. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. And we're back with the gang. And so what's the most important song that you're going to sing tonight?
Man, that's a tough question.
And Megan looks at him like, I can't wait to hear this answer.
Larry, that's a weird question.
Well, no.
Most important.
I don't know if
your microphone up.
No, I don't know if it... important, if I'm going to give the most important thing, and I don't want to give too much away, but there's a couple of songs. There's one in particular where Garth Brooks got his career started. Basically, in the music business, is a very tough business, and when every record label passed on signing Garth in the 80s, including Capitol Records, he went to the Bluebird Cafe, and he got to fill in for somebody who didn't show up. And
really?
There was an executive from Capitol Records in the audience, and he was so impressed by Garth's version of the song that he wrote. He told him, well, come in for a meeting next week. Maybe we missed something. And that's how Garth was. And I'm going to leave a teaser. I'm not going to tell you. If you want to hear what song it is, you'll have to come tonight and see what song
I guess?
I'm talking about.
I won't say it out loud.
No, it was not. It was not the dance. But that is also a very Garth didn't write the dance. A guy by the name of Tony Arata wrote that song.
And you know what? I saw him at the Bluebird Cafe one night, and he told me that story. He told our, the group he, that story.
Yes, well, I can give this story because I don't tell this
good
one.
Story.
I don't tell this one in the show. Tony Arata and Garth Brooks were playing at the Bluebird before Garth had his deal
before he was famous.
Bluebird Cafe is a very so. Nashville is a big songwriting community, and the Bluebird Cafe is the most famous songwriter venue where the songwriters come. It's just them and an acoustic guitar playing their music and their original music. So you might hear famous songs, like you could hear the song The Gambler, but obviously you won't hear it from Kenny Rogers, but a gentleman by the name of Don Schlitz wrote that song. So that's what you'll hear at the Bluebird Cafe. You'll hear the songwriter's version. Don Schlitz actually plays at the Bluebird Cafe. But getting back to Garth, with Tony Arata was performing the dance, and Garth heard that song, and he told Tony, he says, when I get my deal and when I get a record contract, I'm going to cut your song. And, you know, songwriters hear that a lot. Tony would admit to saying, yeah, right, that sounds good, not thinking anything was ever going to happen. And obviously something huge happened with that song. And really,
I love that story. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a...
You should help Megan out, and she writes songs with your wife. You should help them out.
Right?
They don't need me. They're the powerhouse themselves.
Now, does your wife sing too?
She doesn't perform. No, she should sing though. We're trying to encourage that.
She is. She's an incredible lyricist, the best I've ever worked with. And you know, a lot of these titles that I've released in the past few years are her titles that she's brought in, and we've developed together. And same for AJ's. AJ's putting out a lot of singles this year as AJ Bestow. So if you look him up on Spotify or Apple Music or anywhere you listen to music, you'll hear a lot of Josie's songs.
Yes, from me and Megan both.
Yes.
Megan has a whole album full of mostly Josie songs.
That's true. That's true.
Good.
You'll have to bring Josie back next time you come.
We will do that.
We're going to visit you in Nashville.
Come on down. Yeah.
And just bring the dogs with you. That way you don't have to pay for care.
You'd think, but, oh, man, that's they're a tough two, but.
Are they big or small?
We have one Australian Shepherd that's about 80
Ooh,
pounds.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And then a Samoyed, which is like just kind of a big white fluffy dog.
No kids yet?
No kids, just dogs. You know, you can leave the dogs at home for eight hours and they won't arrest you, but if you do that with kids...
That's true. at least they have the requirements in their marriage. We don't want to get arrested, so yeah. That works. All right, recap tonight.
Okay, tonight... AJ Bestow, Key of G Live, Garth Brooks Tribute, Colorado River Concerts is presenting it at Mojave High School Auditorium, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m. No, box office at 6 p.m. Doors at 6:15, open seating.
What's your website?
crconcerts.com.
Okay.
And after Monday, you can go to crconcerts.com and preview our upcoming season. After we launch it tonight, and you can buy season tickets for only $100 for four amazing shows.
So I was at Donuts in Fort Mojave a couple of weeks ago putting up our Kiwanis Kids Expo poster, and I walked in, and there was a gentleman standing there, a retired Bullitt City police officer, and he said, you can put it right below mine. And I said, yours? And he goes, yeah, I designed that.
Posters. Yeah, it's at Dandy cool. Donuts. Yeah.
Charles Benavides?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he designs your posters?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
A talented retired
And I'm really officer. Glad Dandy's put it up because everybody loves Dandy's Donuts. So
yes.
A lot of people go there.
And you love you, too.
Oh, well, good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stick around. We're going to come right back. There's no need to feel.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your tee time starting at 7 a.m. at laughlinranch.com.
Mojave Electric Cooperative supports higher education and offers an annual scholarship program to students within the MEC service area. Students who are attending college in the fall semester of 2024 are eligible to apply for financial assistance up to $5,000. Apply today. Applications are available at www.mojaveelectric.com and must be received by 5 p.m. on April 26th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly five decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
The Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club's 6th Annual Kiwanis Kids Expo is Saturday, March 23rd at Ken Fovarge Park, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Kids Expo is all about keeping local children busy, healthy, and safe. The Kiwanis Kids Expo is exclusively sponsored by Tri-State Arcade, Kid Castle, and Laser Tag, all located in Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort and Casino. Over 80 booths. The information, handouts, and giveaways include youth activities, state and county youth and family services, local hospitals, law enforcement, fire department, local schools, and charter schools will be there to answer your questions and provide school information. A free, fun, informative expo, plus free Kiwanis splash pad, water slide, and bounce house. The Kiwanis thank media partners, News West, Our Town Magazine, Murphy Broadcasting, Mojave Economic Journal, and Radio Central.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, MEC, and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative. Need your help with a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. The generation and transmission of reliable, affordable energy is still in the planning process. Okay, they're not done yet. They're not ready. So learn all the up-to-date information on the website. They've got a specific website for this, and it's very simple, MojaveEnergyPark.com. Now, they keep updating it. It's a process when you want to build something like this. It's bigger than a house, and so it takes longer. If you have questions that you don't get answered on the website, call 928-763-1100. 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's largest used car lot. That's right, the biggest one in the county. Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead. It's the biggest. Almost over 50 years in the corner in Kingman. Yes, if you're looking for a two-door, a four-door, a van, a truck, economy car, what do you want? Go to 66 Auto Sales and check it out. Plus, if you're looking for something special, you want that 85 Mustang or something, you know, they can find that for you. Yes, an 85 Mustang, they can find it. And at 66, it's people come first. Don't forget that. See the entire selection. They update that every day. 66auto.com. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, it's 2024. Are you thinking maybe you want a house this year? Well, you're going to need a mortgage. You're going to need some guy with some money to help you out. So Chad Hansen will become your buddy real quick. You call him and you go, hey, Chad, buddy, I need some money. I want to buy a house. We need $248,000. He says, piece of cake. Come on in. Sit down. You go into his office. He gives you a couple sheets of paper to fill out when you want to borrow $248,000 from him. And he disappears. He goes in and he gets your money out of the vault. Bingo. There you go. $248,000 on a silver platter. Call him up. Get some of Chad. Well, almost. Call him up. Get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. It's butcher block time. It's back. Yeah. Steak quesadilla. Country fried steak and eggs. Breakfast or dinner or lunch. Whatever you want it. You know. From open to close. They serve everything. Ask about pigs in a blanket. How cool is that? Take the kids for pigs in a blanket. Yeah. Steak and pepper skillet. Oh, yeah. Veggies, stop in and enjoy the Comfort Classic menu, because it's still going on too, and the Butcher Block, and the real menu, the regular one, and over 100 Coca-Cola products. And when you get ready to leave, if you're like Dean, you have to have a piece of pie. Right?
I will take pie. You know, I always say I try to eat as little sweets as possible, but I manage to squeeze one in every day at least.
The pie at Perkins, I mean, when you walk in, you see them before you ever get to sit down.
I know.
So the whole time you're sitting down, you're going, I saw that banana cream pie. Oh, I saw that chocolate French silk. Oh, I saw apple pie. You know, I mean.
And then you wind up eating and saying, oh, God, I should have saved some room. So then you can buy the whole pie.
Well, you take a whole pie home with you. All right. So, Dean, you've got a big event coming up next month.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about it.
Well, I'm here to talk about the Arizona Coalition for Military Family,
right,
14th symposium in Phoenix next week. And
I thought it was next month.
I'm sorry, next month.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still planning, so we wouldn't quite be ready. But just for those who don't know what Arizona Coalition for Military Families is, we're an organization that serves the entire state of Arizona through partners, many of which are organizations here in town. My focus personally is I'm just a little cog in the wheel, helping veterans that have become isolated and, you know, to try to help them reassimilate into some social connection. But that's one of the areas that will be covered at the symposium. And I know many people say, well, that's in Phoenix. That's too far. It's very, very good information. There's over 36 different sessions that will cover topics that relate to veterans.
Okay.
And I was at the one last year for the first time, and after years and years of in business of attending seminars and things, it was one of the most professionally done programs that I've ever participated in. So it's really good information, especially for organizations that may not focus on veterans, but all organizations have veterans appear before them at one time or another.
Right,
from families to, you know, to senior citizen organizations.
Yeah.
And so there is a registration fee, but we have scholarships. Our goal is to get as many people there as possible, not to make money. That's not the point of the symposium.
Okay.
But and there's a lot of organizations locally that could really benefit from the information that's going to be shared there.
So talk about some of the informational classes or courses that people could get involved in.
Well, it's just like, you know, any seminar type situation you go to, there are breakout sessions.
Right.
They call tracks. There are 12 tracks, and each track has three different sessions, so that's how it comes out to 36 options.
Okay.
It covers anything from education, which as far as the military veterans goes, is our organization. That's one of the things that we do specifically, is help veterans or military that are about to transition out.
Okay.
Get ready to find, they help them find a job, and we work a lot through Arizona Works and many other organizations. For that aspect, we have what's called risk reduction, which is the part that I work under.
Okay.
Which is primarily the goal is to try to prevent veteran suicide, which among veterans is at a much higher percentage per capita than in the general population.
Right.
And Mojave County happens to have one of the highest counts.
Really? I didn't know that.
In the state, yeah. And a lot of that's because of the rural isolation.
So, in your case, trying to prevent that, how do you do that? I mean, you almost have to be able to talk to them one-on-one, right?
That's what it boils down to. And a lot of good-intentioned organizations really don't have the means to do that. They can help them find resources, and they can say, call this number or, you know, send them to another place. But if they've got an ongoing
issue,
that doesn't deal with that possibility. And we have what we call the upstream approach. They have a very cool little video that they show to get this point across, where there's someone standing on the side of a river and sees a baby float down and goes out to rescue it. And after about three times, someone says, well, why don't we get to the source of this problem so that we don't have to be rescuing? So that's the goal, is to get to veterans before they reach that point. And it's very difficult to address what you just asked about, because rurally, many of these veterans don't even have the awareness of what's out there to help them.
Right.
So one of the things I do is I work through food banks that do deliveries, and it's like one at a time.
Right.
I mean, we can go to all the seminars and symposiums that we want to. Those in attendance generally aren't the ones that need the help that
right.
That I personally am working on. But so that's kind of the way it works. And locally, I work with a lot of organizations that have the same focus of trying to find the rural veterans. So we go to a lot of little, resource fairs in like Yucca, Chloride.
Okay. Wow.
And my
wow. Downtown Chloride?
Yes. Down. Yeah, I always tell everybody, you don't go through Chloride. You have to go there and make sure you remember how you got there, because that's the way you got it.
Yeah.
But I actually have a client there right now.
Okay.
Through Chloride. But, So I go to a lot of those smaller ones that are not very impressive, but if I make a meaningful contact with one person, I feel like we've done it's worth the effort. And so.
Well, and if you've saved that individual, from taking their own life, I mean, that's priceless.
Right. Yeah.
Especially to that person's family.
Right.
There's nobody more devastating in a suicide than the family that's left behind going, why didn't he talk to me? Why didn't he, say he needed help?
Right,
And you do that forever.
Exactly, yeah.
So when you prevent that, and even if that veteran doesn't tell his family, but if he does tell his family that, I was contemplating this, and then I met Dean, and, the family's got to love you. Send
right.
you flowers.
Yeah. Well, it is very rewarding. A lot of times you help people and you never know for sure if you've accomplished the ultimate goal.
Right.
But when they tell you that you've made a difference, that really makes you feel good, and you just know that, that person now is in a better place, whether you had it, did all of it or just had a little bit to do with it. Cause we do have, there's two aspects to the program, the one that I do, and then we have one that you have to be a more of a clinician to be able to help them, because they're addressing more,
right.
More specific needs for
so
me.
So you're hooking them up with that clinician.
Right. And if they need help with things, mental health or, housing, transportation is a big issue with a lot of veterans, especially senior veterans, and especially rural senior veterans.
Right.
So, it depends. When someone refers someone to us, and the referral process can be done by anybody.
Oh, okay.
We call them, and we, depending on how much they've already learned about us, we let them know what we're there for, and we do an assessment. Based on the assessment, then we know what their needs are, and we know which of our partners we can work with to help solve the problem.
So if someone's listening right now and they know a veteran that might need your help, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, the easiest way is to call me.
Okay.
I can make sure that they get where they need to go. And I'll give you my number. Now, don't be thrown off. I'm in Bullhead City, but my number goes through Phoenix. So it's a 602 area code.
Okay.
753-8802, extension 737. And if you accidentally get another extension, like happened today, I got a call and said, I just got this call that someone's trying to reach you. And so they dialed 707.
Okay.
But that's the easiest number. Just write that number, because there's all kinds of other, there's websites.
Give it one more time in case someone didn't get a piece of paper and a pencil.
Okay. 602-753-8802, extension 737. And if anybody is interested in getting more information about the symposium, that's a good number as well, and I can Okay. You know, give them, the website has tons of information, but, you know, it's harder to remember all the slashes and dashes.
Oh, yeah. Oh. They don't just have one common website, huh?
Well, you know, the organization's been around 14 years, and over the years it's evolved, and we have several websites. Okay. And so for the person that's, you know, new to us, it can get a little complicated. But
probably.
I can help get through all that. And,
okay.
You know, but some of the things, if you'd like me to tell what will be at the, what you can experience.
Yeah, the breakouts.
There's over 500 people will be there.
Oh, my gosh.
And it'll give you the opportunity to learn a lot about veterans. And today, some of the big topics are PTSD and traumatic brain injuries that people don't really quite understand. If you can get an insight on what that means, it'll help you to understand some of the issues that some of these veterans are experiencing, because sometimes it can be a little off-putting. It's like, it's scary for those that don't know, and they need help. They really need help.
Yeah.
But you can also, and if you're a professional, you can get continuing education units for, you know, what you attend there. And so we like to encourage, like, healthcare professionals, mental health providers, first responders, veteran service organizations, employers, and human resource professionals, veterans themselves and families. And again, even though there's a registration fee, you can apply for a scholarship and it'll, you know, it can be covered. It's not.
So are you approaching, like, the casino human resource departments and whatnot?
No, because we're Arizona. Okay. We help Arizonans. We can help Arizonans who work in the casinos if they
Well, because I'm thinking that a lot of the population that work in the casinos live on this side of the river.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's a good point you bring up. You know, with me being focused on one little aspect, and by the way, I cover from Apache County all the way across and down to Yuma, including Yavapai. So I have half the state.
Holy cow.
As far as my focus. And if I'm tied up with a lot of clients, I don't
do. Hope that's all by phone.
Most of it
there.
Is. Yeah, most of it.
That's a lot of driving.
I'm learning the northern state, I can tell you that. I know what routes not to take.
Yeah? Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And the native population is a big aspect. That's another one that we work very closely with.
All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. Hey, Monday on the program, we're going to talk, tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk TWN and the Laughlin Library, on Friday. And then, speak out before us, Mojave County Supervisor Ron Gould in studio.
I'm riding in your car, you turn on the radio.
KTR Talk.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Whether it's your home or your business, it's time to elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. We provide fast, reliable service for household and enterprise solutions for companies. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Hey, this is Devin with Dr. D's Gourmet Creations, and went to go visit my old chemistry teacher one day, and I saw he was making jerky, and I said, why don't we try selling this? And ever since then, we've been trying to create these awesome scientific experiment creations. Dr. D's helped me become a business person, is what I've always wanted to actually do, and my old chemistry teacher gave me that opportunity, and I'm so thankful for it.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Marijuana may be legal in Arizona, but driving impaired is not.
As a police officer here in Arizona, I know DUIs apply to more than just alcohol. Anything that impairs driving makes you dangerous on the road. If you feel different, you drive different, and driving impaired can get you a DUI.
Get the facts at drivinghighaz.com and spread the word with the hashtag HighDUI. This message is sponsored by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
Every weekend could be Honeydew Weekend with the help of Tom and Leslie from the KNTR Talk, the Money Pit Radio Show. You will discover all kinds of hints, tricks of the trade, and even expert advice when it comes to your home, garden, yard, patio, and everything else your honey has to do. Be listening to the Money Pit every Sunday at 10 a.m. on KNTR Talk, Voice of the Free. The Money Pit is sponsored in part by Quality Marble and Granite, Bullhead City, where quality is set in stone.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. Hey, did I tell you tomorrow there's a ribbon cutting in Kingman? Now, this is the name of the business, Mud on 66, which I think happens every time it rains and snows. But anyways, the name of the business is called Mud on 66, but it's at 217. The numbers are running together. 217 Andy Devine. 11 o'clock tomorrow. If you want to go to the ribbon cutting. If not, if you've got questions, call the chamber in Kingman. 928-753-6253. And then there's a grand opening tomorrow in Bullhead City with both chambers of commerce, Bullhead and Laughlin, at Hawaiian Island Burgers. Yeah. Noon. So go in there tomorrow. Ribbon cutting's at 12:30. Got questions, call the Bullhead Chamber, 754-4121. And don't forget, the quilt show starts tomorrow at the Bullhead Chamber. And it's also Saturday, 9 to 4. And you go to coriverquilters@gmail.com and send an email, and they'll get back to you. Wiggle Waggle Saint has a fundraiser on Saturday. That's at Rotary Park, 10 to 2. Call Saint at 928-985-0663. And then there's a free estate planning. This is put on by the Salvation Army in Bullhead City on Saturday also. 10 to noon, just a quickie, couple hours. But you do have to RSVP at a special number. If you call the Salvation Army, they're going to tell you to call this other number. 800-479-0210. All right. Don't forget. There's a ribbon cutting next week at the Shrine, Mojave Shrine Club in Bullhead City, put on by the Chamber. Questions, call the Bullhead Chamber, 928-754-4121. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Barron Services. Yes, professional team for fire and security alarm systems. What do you need? Your house or your business covered? Well, what kind of system you need? Call them and talk to them. They'll take good care of you. And then professionals in pest solutions. Yeah, they're technicians, they take care of everything. Businesses, homes, and they know where you live, and they know what creepy crawlers are around, and they know what to treat and how to take care of you. Call them, Barron Services, quality, experience, and family, 928-758-5499. ProFit Kitchen, now two locations, Kingman and Bullhead City. Right, same fresh, healthy, delicious food, four different salads, 12 wraps, 10 burgers. Healthy burgers at that. And four delicious bowls, plus smoothies and protein shakes. Oh, it's fabulous. Dine in or take out. You can see the whole menu at ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. TWN Communications, elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet. It's the best, let me tell you. I have it at home, and we have it now in the studio. It does not go down. Right. It's available in Bullhead City and Fort Mojave. Call 888-227-2095 or go to TWNcom, that's COMM.com/Mojave. All right, Dean. What are the exact dates and where's the location in Phoenix for this seminar?
Okay, it's April 17th and 18th. You can attend one day only or both days. It's at the Desert Willow Conference Center, which if anybody's been there for any event, it's a great place for meetings, and the food is fantastic, which I mentioned because lunches are provided.
Oh, okay.
In your attendance.
Good.
And the address for that is 4340 East Cotton Center Boulevard, Phoenix, at 85040.
Okay. And give your phone number again so that if someone isn't catching everything but they want to call and ask questions about specific seminars or – you know, can they send somebody, you know, pay their way or something like that? Give your number again.
Okay, the number for me is 602-753-8802, extension 737. And again, just mention that's, I'm here in Bullhead City,
right.
But that's a Phoenix area code that we have to go through.
So. Sure. And then you'll be there at the conference, too.
I will be, yes.
So you'll be happy to meet anybody.
And oh, definitely.
Talk with their families or talk with them do what you can to reduce military suicides.
Right. Actually, the breakout sessions that I'm responsible for are health and wellness. And we have people there presenting that are talking about sleep, which is very important that
yep.
people are finally learning.
You know, the older you get, the harder that is sometimes.
Right? Which sounds a little boring, and we kind of joke that, well, I guess if we put everybody to sleep, we've accomplished our goal. But that's just one of the sessions. But we're talking about exercise programs and wellness plans for immobilized people,
okay.
veterans, and even, you know, it would apply to the general public as well, but... So that's the sessions that I'm responsible for. But like I said earlier, there's topics on just about anything you can think of to help veterans.
And then they have
and their families.
General sessions too, besides the breakout?
There's general sessions. There's always a speaker, which I look to see who it is. I haven't gotten that information yet. I was going to try and mention that. But there's, you know, just roughly there's a speaker in the morning and there's breakfast. Available, again, free, if you're in attendance. And then there's a track, three tracks throughout the day, interrupted by lunch. And then the next day, it's pretty much the same routine. We've had, you know, usually there's people like the governor comes to speak and, you know, different people. It depends a lot on schedules. But
right.
that, again, that's April 17th and 18th at Desert Willow Conference Center.
All right.
In Phoenix.
Perfect. Give your number again.
602-753-8802, extension 737.
Dean, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Great information. And if you didn't get Dean's number or you need more information, you can always text me or call me at 928-201-3313. And Dean, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for letting me come.
Yeah, good information. All right. Tomorrow, once again on the program, hey, we're going to talk TWN right in here live, bring you all up to date when they're coming into Golden Shores. And then we're going to talk with the Laughlin Library. So now before me, speak out from Lake Havasu City with Paul Lavoie, the one and only. Yeah. He's going to have Ron Gould in the studio and talk everything about Mojave County and the state. Who knows? We'll talk about everything. Stick around. Right after the news, Sean Hannity will be in your ear. That's going to can it for the tuna. Have a great day.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.